This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, the owner of Meraki Media Management. The End in Mind is a place where we come to share stories, tips, and strategies of many entrepreneurs, creatives, business owners, and just some people that aren't willing to live the traditional lifestyle. We talk about how to live outside of the box today and how to incorporate what really is important in your life to keep that end goal always in mind. Again, if you would like to reach out to me in any type of way, you can find me on Instagram at Meraki_media_management. And I hope to hear from you all soon. Thanks so much and enjoy our show. What is up, party people? Welcome back to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, and we are back with another solo episode, a part of our Social Renaissance series. And I am so pumped about this series. I know we rolled out the first episode a few weeks ago now, and we will be sprinkling in a few interviews in between. But what's been really cool is that these interviews lend very well to a lot of the topics that I'm going to dive into throughout this Renaissance series. And please keep in mind that this series is really about opening up your mindset. So when you come to the End in Mind, this is about creating more impact in your life, in your community. Whatever you may be doing personally in your business will have a ripple effect. And today I'm going to specifically talk about capacity and what capacity means when it comes to time, when it comes to brain capacity, and how much space you can actually energetically hold for others, and how to actually curate more capacity within yourself, which will in return create more capacity in your business for more financial abundance, more ripple effect in your passion projects, and really create overall more impact within your communities. So super stoked to share about that. Also wanted to mention that because a lot of these are our listeners here on the End in Mind, like you all, thank you always so much for listening, tend to be earlier on in business. I am a part of the Intuitive Impact Academy. We will be launching on March 22nd, so right around the time when this episode will come out. And if you all are interested in joining a extremely expansive project, this will be a program that you want to be a part of. It is for the rest of the year, so it's a 9-month program where I am teaching intuitive marketing strategies within social media, but also just how to find your messaging and your communities online, in conjunction with some of my favorite women, Cassandra, who will be speaking on brand strategy, the Cosmic Queen, who will be sharing more about human design and astrology and how that can help you curate a business that actually works for you, Carla, who is just so fantastic, and she speaks on feminine connection. And why I believe this is really important is actually getting to know how you and your body work so that as you are creating your themes or the areas of creation that you spend time in your business, you can use and track your cycle while also being able to you know, really tap into your soul, get into that connection, utilizing your feminine power to actually be the matriarch of your own community and continue to drive more of this educational flow and this trustworthy type of energy within your business. We also have Cynthia, who is an amazing SEO strategist in helping you get more in touch with how to get seen online through automation. So in conjunction with me speaking on organic strategy, Cynthia will help you get seen more on Google, get seen more through blogs, podcasting, like a lot of really, really interesting ways to share your messaging online. But what's amazing about all of this is that we are all intuitive business owners. So instead of learning from someone that maybe might be living in that old world and that old lifestyle of creating a business through grind and hustle, we will be taking a completely different approach into helping you lay your foundation for your business. So in conjunction with creating your company, there's still room for your personal growth. Because what I'm sure a lot of you all experience is that when we are moms, when we are business owners, when we are dog moms, fiancés, wives, whatever roles you may be stepping into, aunts, uncles, right? All different identities that we create, especially as intuitive business owners, we tend to hold a lot of more identities. And this will lead well into the capacity conversation. But what I'm sharing about this first is that it can feel really overwhelming, right? When you are creating your business, it's like adding one more thing to your to-do list. And there's a way to develop your business that does not have to feel that way. And that is exactly what we will help you create and lay that foundation for inside the Intuitive Impact Academy. It's going to be such a special program, and I really cannot wait to share it with you all. So if you have further questions, comments, concerns, areas that you may just even want to learn more about the women that we will be hosting, you know, this co-collaborative space with, feel free to send me a DM. I'm happy to even introduce you to a few of the women as well, if you would like to get their energy, because they're just such special people. And it's so funny, we've all been like connected through weird overlapping, you know, colleagues and networking areas for a few years, and what's come out over the past few weeks is just so aligned, and I know it's going to be really powerful. So please, you know, take a second to join us and even ask those questions. If this is feeling called, your soul is feeling called to do this, it's definitely time to step into your zone of genius, step into your power, and really start to create this capacity where you do have enough time to build your company. Okay, so that is a nice transition into today's topic. So capacity. When I say capacity, a lot of people automatically think about time and curation of time and how to create more time, right, in our lives. It can feel very linear. A lot of us know, you know, there's only so many hours in the day, right? All of these sayings, there's only so many minutes in an hour. There's only so many hours of daylight, right? There's a lot of stress on time when it comes to entrepreneurship. And what many business coaches will give a lot of strategies around is how to create more time in your day. And what I always felt ironic is like, most of us don't have more time to do anything. And if anything at all, when we're creating a business, we're already feeling at capacity. And that's why we want to create a business to redirect our lifestyle and have more capacity. So it feels like you're putting the cart before the horse, right? Because it's like, okay, well, I have to find the time to create the company to then be able to step or remove myself from this old lifestyle. But how in the hell do I do that, right? How the heck do I make this work for me if I already feel like I have no time? So let's think about capacity in a different aspect. Because most of our days and most of the time that we actually spend throughout our days, and this is going to be a little bit calling people out, right? Calling myself out even at times, is wasted time, right? Is time that we are not actually being productive. And it's not to be said that every single minute of the day needs to be productive. I'm sure a lot of us would be able to look at our day, right? And think about like how much time you spent scrolling on social media, right? How much time you spent maybe laying on the couch, watching Love is Blind, chilling out, watching Real Housewives, not doing much, right? And there's a time where it is very important that you take these spaces or blocks of our day to actually pour into ourselves. It could be a bubble bath, doesn't always have to be consuming some sort of content. Most of the time it's getting out in nature. And a lot of us feel like, well, how the hell do I even have time to do that, right? How the hell do I even have time to work out? Especially when we're moms, especially when we're business owners, it feels like the time dwindles down. Really what this means and what this is that most of us have so much chatter in our brains, so much constantly that we're thinking about, that we're overthinking about, that we're trying to plan for. The way I think about this when I get in this type of mindset, because it does still happen, and it's not to say that once you decide and learn how to adapt out of this way of thinking, that it doesn't still come back around. It's like any other way of healing. Again, it's not always linear, but what I imagine when I get into this, I'm going to call it, for me, you know, it's really a control mindset, right? Where I am trying to control every little thing about myself, and I think about it as like I'm white knuckling, right? As I'm recording this, I should start to do like a visual recording so you guys can see me, because I'm like, I'm holding my hands really tightly, almost like my nails are like digging into my palms. My knuckles are all white. They're so tense and tight. And I'm just like, I'm almost like wanting to be small, right? Like my whole body is contracting and I'm just planning, thinking, trying, overthinking, right? All of these emotions that a lot of us experience on a daily basis. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? There's nothing wrong with you if you feel this way. I'm going to tell you right now, 90% of society lives their entire lives like this. It's a conscious choice to get out of this way of thinking. For me, this also tends to come up when I have maybe something else like really large that happened in my life. So what my coach likes to call this is our up-level moments, where it doesn't always feel like you're up-leveling, but like, oh, here comes another lesson, or here comes another experience right down the pipeline. And I might revert back to these old ways, because really what you are experiencing when you're having this chatter in your brain, it's really a coping mechanism, right? To actually be and survive in everyday society in this crazy, wacky world that has been curated over the years. So this is how we've been able to adapt and evolve up to this point. And it has worked for us in the past, 99% of the time. That's why we're reverting back to these old habits. That's why we're reverting back to this old way, this overthinking, this like really loud chatter, this overanalyzing of things that we've done, mistakes that we've made, decisions that we shouldn't have had, right? All of this sound in our brains. And really what this does is it's taking up the capacity inside of you. So you're never really present. So when people talk about present and like, you know, this has become such a buzzword now, but being present is really being in tune with what's actually happening. Not only like listening, but actually actively listening, being able to respond exactly to what these people have to say, being able to take in information and actually let it sink in instead of just jumping to the next task because we're all in a rush. It's kind of like this chaotic energy that we're experiencing when we're going through these overcapacity moments. And most of the time, it manifests into the physical reality. So if you start to think like this, then of course your brain externally is going to look at all the areas of your day where you no longer have time. Instead of looking at, oh, I have 20 minutes to hop down in the basement and go get a quick bike ride in, or I have 15 minutes to go get outside and take a deep breath and go for a walk. I have time to do all of these things, but instead I tell myself that I have no time, so that's what my brain is going to show me. So really, this is how your thoughts start to manifest into your reality. And what happens when you stop doing this and you hold the energy and you allow yourself to become more present, and sometimes this is, you know, for me, a lot of it was like totally slowing down and doing nothing most days to just truthfully show my nervous system that when I was doing nothing that I wouldn't die, right? So sometimes when I say things like slowing down to speed up, that is the work that I do intuitively with my clients when they are building their business and building their marketing foundation, because everybody wants to be like a bat out of hell, right? Get something quick, quick. We want a quick response. That's how we've been trained in society, to get a quick answer. And when we don't get a quick answer, then we're frustrated. Then we're irritable. Then we're annoyed. Then we try some sort of blueprint and it doesn't work. It's the same thing, right? Because you're just thinking about it that way and then it's manifesting in your reality. You're thinking that you want the quick fix. When the quick fix doesn't work, that's what creates the suffering. One of my aunts said this to me the other day. The only reason why suffering is a thing in today's society is because you're wanting your situation to be that you're currently in to be different. That is what creates suffering. So what if we create a society, create a scenario that we want to actually be in? What if it is that simple? What I have actually uncovered is that it really is that simple. And I know that it's hard to hear that when you are in a state of mind or when you are living a life that feels like you're in suffering, because I have so been there. Even within my own business, I created suffering because really that's all that I knew, right? I didn't really know that there was a way of life of living in peace, contentment, harmony, desire, worthiness, all of these emotions, I really didn't ever fully experience as a child, maybe glimmers here and there. And that's what you can come back to is, okay, I remember what that felt like. And how can you create more of that in your daily today? Because what has happened over the years is your mind has just been conditioned to feeling these negative emotions. And they're not even really negative, they're just neutral, right? Because everybody experiences them. But it's maybe emotions that we no longer desire to feel. We want to feel expansive. We don't want to feel contracted. So that's that action of suffering. When you are creating a reality that you no longer want to be in, it feels like you're suffering, right? It might not even be like air quotes like that bad, right? Because as empaths, we tend to put ourselves in situations of others and compare our lives and say like, oh, well, my life really wasn't that bad. Is that actually the life that you want? Is that really how you want to feel about your life? I think most people want to be able to say they've lived a magnificent life. So instead of going back to and reverting back to these coping mechanisms, how do we create more mental capacity? It's through choosing to redirect your thought waves and redirect the way that you see the world, that you believe in opportunity, and that you believe that you can be expansive, that you can make the change in your life that you desire. And you can and you will, and I know because I've done it. I'm doing it actively every day. Like I said, it's not always linear, right? There's moments throughout my day where I might feel frustrated, irritated, irritable. But now when those emotions arise, not every time, but most of the time, I'm able to look at it and say, is that my emotion? Or is this an emotion that the collective, or like my team, or my partner, or my family is experiencing? And do I have to choose to feel that? Or can I take a moment and ask myself, okay, how do I want to feel about this situation? How do I want to handle this? Because life moves so quickly, right? It comes back to that rapidness and that quick response, getting that quick fix. That is how we actually also move through emotions. It happens so quickly that we don't even know, okay, like, was that even our emotion? Like, 90% of the time when problems arise, in my business in particular, I've realized now that I'm the catalyst of changing the energy, like as the CEO especially, you are the catalyst. So until you decide to become expansive, change your way of thinking, being able to maybe even swiftly change out of emotion, because feeling frustrated isn't a bad thing. Feeling frustrated is a signal. Feeling annoyed is a signal. Feeling suffering is a signal. So instead of looking at it and feeling like, okay, I'm suffering, so I must be a sufferer. I must be this. I must be this all the time. Why don't we think of it as, oh, there's the signal again. Okay, there's the suffering signal. There's the anxiety signal. Now what am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? How am I going to move forward through my life where I can navigate this emotion, this feeling, this situation differently? So I get a different emotional response. So my nervous system can continue to stay connected in flow even while experiencing this signal. Because I know and trust that when I experience this signal of emotion of anxiety, I will continue to remove myself, adjust, alter, pivot, whatever my body needs it to do to get myself back to safety or get myself back to neutral. It's interesting for me, neutral and safety is in one. So when I use those words, maybe keep that in mind, because for you, safety might not feel like a neutral emotion. A lot of people that come out of trauma consider safety a neutral emotion. So take that or leave that, you know, of what feels best for you, because neutral might be a better word. But it's not even always about being happy, right? Like, that's what's so funny is a lot of people think like, well, I want to be happy every minute of every day. No, most of us really just want to be at neutral. Like, we just want to coast right through life. We just want to feel good. It's not about having these high highs and these low lows. I've talked about this in previous episodes, but I think now with this clarity around the capacity is that without understanding this shifting of emotions and this yielding of energy, because really what you're doing, especially as an empath and an intuitive and having a ripple effect as a CEO, is you're learning how to yield energy, right? So like, yeah, you're feeling frustrated, but you're no longer continuing to expansively share this frustrated energy. You're choosing to look at it as a signal. And then say to yourself, okay, this is just that signal again. Maybe I just need to go back upstairs and like take a quick hot bath. And I'll know how to handle this situation better with a clear head. So then I won't live in the frustration for as much longer. I'll actually be able to convey more higher vibe energy of yielding the situation back to where it needs to be, rather than feeding into this frustrated energy and continuing to create more and more frustration while doing that. Because what happens as a business owner is that your clients pick up on it immediately. It's like when you walk into the grocery store and you see somebody and they're like pissed off about not finding what they're looking for right away, or like they can't find something in an aisle. They don't need to tell you that they can't find something. Like, you can just feel it, right? Like, you just look at them and you're like, oh, they're suffering a bit, right? They're like going through it. It's that same type of thing. You might not even have to say, this is irritating, right? It's just like an energetic response. It's literally what human to human can pick up on, especially as empaths and intuitives. We pick up on it as highly sensitives even more so. But overall, people can feel it. Everyone can feel it, right? It's pretty obvious. So what can happen is you can be the biggest downfall, right, of your company when you don't know how to yield this energy and create this capacity to be able to hold the frustration, know how to get yourself back to neutral. If you're just feeding into the frustration, your capacity is going to feel little to none. You are going to feel like you have no time, right? You're going to feel like you are the suffering. You've become the suffering. You've taken it on like an identity instead of letting it be that signal to yield it back towards, again, a neutral or maybe even a positive response. And that's what your clients will continue to expand with you on as you become a higher level service provider. That's where the income comes in. And I had never had anybody explain it to me like this. I have a few abundance coaches that I've been working with. Petia, she's been on this show before. And she and I have worked together over the past few months. And she's explained this to me, but in a different way. And I think that I hope that me giving my perspective on my experience of working with her, but also seeing this reflected in my daily life, in my business, it has allowed me, I know last year we tripled our income. It's allowed me to double our income from last year. This year, Meraki Media Management will make the most amount of money we've ever made in the history of being a company. And I know that it's not because of me going and learning new marketing tactics or signing up for the next, you know, big quick fix of social media, right? And like pouring myself into hashtag research and looking at strategy. Most of you all know exactly what you're providing because you're an expert in it. That's why you do it, because it's your passion. You don't need the strategy. You don't need to have every single part of your program mapped out. You just need to be able to look at those moments of your life that maybe don't feel like you're getting where you're going, and utilizing that emotion just in a different way. And being able to hold this capacity will allow you to literally quadruple. Some people even, I mean, like some of her clients and people that I've worked with, when they get to this emotional capacity level, and this is where people make millions and billions of dollars, because you're no longer just feeding into the first emotion that comes to the forefront, and it becomes your duty as the CEO of your life, really, to change and yield the energy. And you also start to realize how easy it is. That's what else is funny. And that's why I want to share this and why I'm so passionate about it, is it's really not that hard. Like once we start to do it and once we actively put a lot of this work into play, it may take some time for you to peel back the layers of yourself, like I call my naked mole rat self, and be able to look at myself and say like, wow, that was somebody that was really hurt in the past, and somebody that maybe took a lot of emotion and didn't really know what to do with it. But now as an adult, I can change it, and I have empowered myself to change it. I've empowered my team to change it. I've empowered my clients to change it even more so. And it's groundbreaking. Like it's truthfully not in the strategy. It's in the capacity of the mind. In the capacity of the emotions. Because think about what it will be like when you look at frustration, suffering, anxiety. It may be something different for you. A lot of that human design may even be able to show you some of those emotions if you are not sure. And getting your human design reading, like mine is frustration. That's what's so funny. And I lived majority of my life feeling frustrated. So once I realized that and I accepted it, right, because that was like a grieving process and you feel bad for that previous version of yourself that lived maybe in this emotional state, for as long as we did. But then you start to see the light at the end of the tunnel and you see the solution to the problem, right? Because there are solutions to every single problem. That is what makes us conscious human beings, because all of the ancestors that came before us found solutions to the problem. That is what evolution is. And this just happens to be the phase of evolution where we are learning how to yield emotional energy. And that's why it feels uncomfortable, because it's so new and it's so fresh, we might say, in today's society. You know, a lot of people might even not understand that they can do this yet, and that's okay. That's their journey. But if you're listening to this podcast and you're passionate about personal development, I can tell you that you can do this, okay? You have the power within you. It's not a marketing strategy that you're missing out on. It's not a website template. It's not an SEO issue on your website. Most of the time, you guys, it is just this emotional capacity. And I love you all so much for taking time to listen to this rant. This is something I'm very passionate about. It's something that I talk about in a lot of my interpersonal relationships, outside of work and in work as well. It's a complex way of thinking, but I believe that we as a society are ready for it. And the more of us that share the evolution in our own lens, the more we will have this ripple effect and continue to evolve as humans, really as a human society. So it's pretty cool. You know, it's really like I look at this as an opportunity to heal my ancestral lineage, but also to expand and hopefully help others heal their lineages and continue to pass this type of educational knowledge forward to the next generations so they can continue to expand even more. Okay, so next up on our sharing list will actually be more about this type of consciousness and things that I've learned over the years. The next topic is going to be on international brand building. I'm going to be touching on a lot of topics of a woman that I've been listening to recently on YouTube, one of my coaches, Aoife, as well, who you guys have all heard on the podcast, shared Pamela Gregory with me. I've been watching her for the past few weeks, and it's funny, like not even that many videos, but she has such a unique way of looking at the world and the universe and how she connects both of the things. And we're going to talk about what this type of international business is going to look like. Obviously, the internet 2020 has changed the way people look at online businesses. And having my business prior to 2020, it was very easy to see the shift. But what's amazing is how expansive and revolutionary building your company internationally will be, not only for you, but for things like cryptocurrency, different types of internets that will evolve. And this is something that Pamela Gregory speaks on a lot. So if those are topics that you're interested in, all you have to do is go to YouTube, look up Pamela Gregory. She talks a lot about astrology as well. Right now, I'm just loving her educational knowledge on the universe and like how it's going to impact finance and marketing and the way people think and like this consciousness level. But she also talks a lot about astrology. So wanted to give that plug because she has helped me think about a lot of this differently as well. So I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will see you soon. Thank you so much for listening to The End in Mind. I would like to remind you all, if you haven't yet reached out to me on Instagram, we are at Meraki_media_management. It will be in our show notes as well. If you would like to reach out to me, we always offer free coaching through Instagram based around our Instagram training and our business Instagram practices. If you need any type of support, please do not hesitate to reach out to me there. And we also offer several different types of consulting and training packages. packages if you're looking for a little bit more in-depth tips. So thank you all for listening in. And of course, I want you all to keep the end in mind as you continue with your day and or work week. Have a great week, and I will see you all next time.